principal name of Jesus Christ, I am so excited for the wonderful things that God is doing in my life and in my church right now. I shared a series at the beginning of the year that really was cataclysmic. It set in motion some powerful things that we are experiencing at the Potter's House, such an abundance and such a refreshing. I mean, in our marriages, in our business, in our finances. And I couldn't just bless the church and not share it with you. This series is called Live on Purpose. Getting your life to pose according to the purpose of God. Purpose, to pose yourself, to stage yourself to a perspective, a position, so that you can be effective doing what you ought to do in life. Over the next few weeks, we are going to share some things with you that are going to be absolutely life-changing. Many of you know that I come from film industry, and I've been working in that arena over the last few years. And there is something that you do on film and on stage called blocking. Blocking is where you show the actor where to pose so that they are not restricted from sight lines and they know exactly where they ought to be. I'm going to show you exactly where God's blocking line is so that you can be right in the place you need to be, so that you can get the light of his glory, step into your destiny, and make the second half of your life the best half of your life. Live on purpose. Check this out. Ephesians is the Magna Carta of the New Testament. It is quite impactful and is quite profound in its abilities to describe graphically a particular level of believer who is themed and focused to possess the promise of God. Its Old Testament antithesis would be the book of Joshua. Joshua does not, the book of Joshua is not written to wandering Israel. Wandering Israel is over, dies out with Moses. Joshua's generation is a possessing generation. They're not wandering, they're not nomadic, they're not hoping things work out. They have now come into the promised land, and it is for people who are radically endowed and prepared to possess the promises of God. But it is not easy. It's an action book. This is not for the wimps. I just hope things work out. I'm just believing God to do something in my behalf. No, this is for the radical, wall-climbing people who will step into water that's not moving and say, it'll back up when I get to it. Who will come and march around walls that won't move until they come tumbling down. Who will possess what has been promised to them rather than passively sit back and hope things get better. These are the kinds of people who possess the promises of God. God says in Joshua, I have given you the land to possess it. I have given it to you, but you got to take it. If I sit down right now, you got enough. I have given you the land to possess it. Just because you haven't possessed it doesn't mean it hadn't been given. Just because it's been given doesn't mean you have possessed it. God said, I have given it to you, but you got to take it. There could be a disconnect between what God has given you and what you are radical enough to be prepared to take. Things generally don't just work out right. You make them work out right. You make it work. The reason we have so many divorces in this generation is that people get married hoping it's going to work. We come from the old school, you just made it work. You just sewed it up. If you couldn't make a skirt out of it, you made a blouse out of it, you made a prayer. You just made stuff work. You got ready to make cornbread, didn't have no milk. You made water cornbread. Kept on going, you made it work. Everything might not be going the way you wanted to go. Wanted to flour it with cornmeal, but all I got is flour. So I'm going to flour with fire and keep on going. You made it work. You make stuff work. And God says, I've given it to you. Now make it work. The book of Joshua starts out, I've given you the land to possess it. The book of Ephesians starts out that God has given us all spiritual blessings and things that pertain unto life and godliness in Christ Jesus. The book of Joshua challenges us to possess what God has given. The book of Ephesians says, I have predestined it for you. Now walk in it. Walk in love as dear children, desiring the sincere milk of the word. It is a book for aggressive people who are ready to make things happen. Are you following what I'm saying? Then he goes on to this notion of predestined, that he has predestined us. Pre, the prefix pre means before, that he has predestined means in. He has before ended. That's what predestined means. He has before ended. He has Alpha your Omega. He has pre, let me do it this way. One of the first things that was shocking to me as a producer that I found out about films is that you don't shoot the film in the sequence of events. Often, especially when it helps the budget, you shoot the end first. And then shoot the scenes that work together to the expected end. So God says, I have determined your end from the beginning. I already fixed it in the end. These shall be mine. That boy is going to end up right there. Now, he may go through hell. He may digress. He may go down. He may go up the hill. He may run from me, Jonah. He may be in the hog pen. He may be tied up. But when I get through calling him, he's going to end up right there. How do you know? I predestined him. Oh, y'all don't hear me. That's why you can't rest in certain things and stay in certain things. And even though you enjoy them, they don't feel at home to you because they are not in order with your destiny. And eventually, you're going to be evicted out of that spot. Even if the whale has to cough you up, even if the sea has to give you up, you got to come out of it because you've been predestined. You see what I'm saying? Glory to God. You got to embrace this or you're going to miss your whole life just stuck in neutral, living your life in part. You have to understand that means if God has predestined you, that means you are not a mistake. You are not an accident. The circumstances surrounding your birth might not have been the best of circumstances, but God meant for you to be here. And even if you had to go through something radical to get you here, he got you here. You might not have been raised by your mom. You might not have been raised by your dad. Might not even know who your dad is. Might be born out of a rape. The circumstances are not ideal, but he got you here. You are not an accident. You're not a mistake. You're not a freak. You're not a weirdo. God predestined you to get here.
Still to come on the Potter's Touch.
What I want to do is not waste my time in putting my efforts and energies into things that are not escalating my destiny. If it's not Ishmael, let me go ahead and birth Isaac. If you're not Boaz, let me move on to the real deal. No need in me investing all of my energy. Oh, y'all not gonna help me.
Discovering what you were designed to do might not be as difficult as you thought.
Everything happens when you find your purpose, and nothing happens until you do. Let this be the plumb line that guides you into your destiny so that this season of your life can become the most effective. Some of you are frustrated because you are trying to live out past glories in your present life, and you define success by being who you used to be rather than validating who you are. So get your face out the rearview mirror and start looking ahead at what God has in front of you.
Don't settle for less when God has made you for more. For your best gift, receive this revelatory teaching, Live on Purpose, on 4 CDs plus a study guide. And when your gift is $125 or more, receive it all. The 4-disc Live on Purpose set on CD and DVD, the study guide, and a leather purpose journal. Call 1-800-BISHOP-2 or visit our website and discover your purpose today.
Bishop T.D. Jakes is tackling those very issues that relate to unforgiveness in his new book, Let It Go.
Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. When I forgive you, it's not about you, it's about me. I cut the cord between me and you.
This profound new book can be yours by visiting our website at tdjakes.org/letitgo. Don't allow unforgiveness to hold you back from your destiny.
I really believe that every human being put on the planet has a design that God has put in them that they were created for divine purpose, to play a particular role, to fit into a particular spot in life, that our personalities, our character, our passion, our insights are all carefully crafted to fit within the continuity of a master plan. And when I did live on purpose, I did it to begin to leave clues to help people to better understand and examine and evaluate who I am and why I am and where I fit, rather than to be frustrated because you are not like someone else. To celebrate your own uniqueness, I think it's the first step toward moving toward your destiny. All of the trees of the garden may you eat, but this one tree you cannot eat. The option creates the praise. If there are no options, there is no selection. I choose you. I guess you do. I'm the only one left. So what God is saying, he wants you to understand, I chose you. I predestined you, and yet I gave you a will. Well, how is it predestined if you gave me a will? He said, it's based on foreknowledge. Paul said, those he did foreknow, he did predestine. Okay, I want you to see this real good, because a lot of theologians get tied up in this and drown. You don't have to drown in this. You're watching the movie. My wife says, when I watch one of them action movies, she watches me. Because when they're running from the crook, I help them run. Yep. And when they're fighting, I'm helping them fight, you know. Kill them, don't you let them kill them. What are they doing, Serena? You know. I get tired, I'm sweaty, and everything. I'm the only one in the movie who doesn't get paid. But once I've seen the movie, I already know what's going to happen. I don't make it happen. I just know what's going to happen. So she comes in to watch a movie that I've already seen. And she says, oh God, I can't believe they're going to do that. I can't believe you're going to do that. I said, oh, they'll be all right. She'll get out of it. I didn't make her get out. I foreknew she would get out. He didn't make you get saved. He foreknew you'd get saved. One more thing I'm going to serve on this little plate. Since he foreknew your end from your beginning, and you're praying about where you are rather than where you're going to end, he says, don't worry about that. None of that will stop you from ending up where I predestined for you. In fact, it's helping you get there. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. It's going to work for your good. He left you, good. It's going to work for your good. She came back, good. It's going to work for your good. You have to lose your job, don't worry, it's going to work for your good. Anything that comes against you that will not work for your good, I'll interrupt it, I'll stop it, I'll rebuke it, I'll change it, because I'm going to keep you on course that you might have an expected. So we glory in tribulation. We praise God when we abase. We praise God when we abound. We praise God when things are going right. We praise God when things are going wrong, because we are being guided like a Scud missile to an expected end. And no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. You can push me to my destiny, but you can't block me from my destiny, because whatever God has willed for me, it shall come to pass. Tell somebody, say it's coming. Tell somebody, say it's coming.